Well, good morning. It's 6:51 on June 17th, Sunday morning, Father's Day. I hit the button just a little bit early by mistake, but that's okay. We'll go with it. And make sure I've got everything. Yeah. It appears to be working. So yesterday was, I finally got the audio that I had recorded several days ago. Finally got that done yesterday afternoon. I've had some problems apparently sleeping because I've done almost nothing for the last 24 hours but sleep. I took at least two naps yesterday, maybe three, I don't remember for sure. And then at the end of the day I said, to hell with it. And sometime around 8:30, quarter nine, I went to bed and slept through until almost 6 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, I'm not sure what's up with that. I hope I've managed to catch up with whatever the problem was. There was a couple of nights in the middle of the week last week where I didn't get a lot of sleep. The cats were in the bedroom. They started scratching around 3:30 in the morning. And I got overtired, I guess. So I'm feeling better today. We went out to dinner. We had the Father's Day dinner last night so that we don't have to go out and deal with all of the other fathers who are out celebrating today. I'm happy with celebrating early. I got to pick the restaurant, had a nice steak. And today I'll have grill a little salmon on the charcoal. Have a nice lazy stay-at-home day today. So I don't plan to do anything today. I figure today is going to be a family day. And I'll probably do that kind of stuff. We'll see how it works out. There's a there's a book that's getting a lot of attention in the back channel these days, and I can't, you know, and it's silly, I can't remember the title. If I could, I would tell you, but I can't remember it. And it has like 117 out of 120 five-star reviews. And it started picking up, it picked up a three-star review a few days ago. And someone who alleges not to be the author immediately attacked the review. And it's a long, long customer review, customer discussion going on in the fantasy threads on Amazon about what a terrible travesty this 1 3-star review is. Now, I have to say, I did grab a sample of this book some time ago because it showed up in my also bots. And quite honestly, I thought 3 stars was a little charitable. I didn't get through the sample. But I also have to say that, you know, Sturgeon's Law, I keep saying it, Sturgeon's Law. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not a good book. It just means I don't like it. But the author's response is totally off the top, totally over the wall. He's just signed with Penguin for 3-book set with Penguin, and I'm so pleased that this guy is no longer going to be an indie published author. I'm waiting for his shocked disbelief when he discovers just what his Penguin contract is probably going to be worth and the limitations, particularly if he didn't have it vetted by an IP lawyer. If the limitations on what he's able to do and what they're going to do with his products. I don't think he's quite ready for this. Just judging from some of the responses, yeah, I don't think so. Oh. It's a gorgeous morning here. There is a light breeze. I don't think you'll hear it on the microphone today. Somebody's yelling up a storm. But it's a gorgeous, cool morning. It's something between 58 and 60 degrees. It's quite cool, even now. I'm sure I'm going to get warm when I get out of the shade and get around the corner and go into the long eastern reach, but I need to go home and make coffee. I forgot to make coffee. I didn't grind last night because when I was getting ready to go to bed, people were still trying to watch television, and the coffee grinder makes enough noise that watching television becomes difficult. Yeah, it's that loud. So when I get back, I'll have to take it out onto the porch outside. Wake up the neighborhood, but at least it won't be in the house, waking everybody up there. Apparently, I don't have a lot to say this morning. I mean, part of it is I'm not really quite awake yet. I usually have a couple of hours before I get underway to wake up and get my brain alive. I was listening to an episode of Slice of Sci-Fi. Those guys always have so much fun. It's a great listen. I have a guest post coming up, I think in July, in amwriting.org. I need to come up with a new topic. The value topic seemed to work pretty well. I don't know, you know, it got a lot of traction in a couple of different places. I was surprised to have it show up in Google Plus and also in Twitter. So that was kind of cool. The idea that, you know, publishers have to have big sticker prices in order to recover costs really argues against the idea that they're really doing too much in terms of marketing. And that's the part that it's like nobody was talking about that. Nobody's still talking about that. When they talk about price, they don't talk about what that means in terms of marketability, what that means in terms of revenue. There's another thread on the Kindle boards this morning about this from this woman who's very, very earnest. I think perhaps young woman who is confused by the whole thing and talking about how everybody thinks $2.99 is the right price. It's like, nah, well, we start there. No, not everybody thinks $2.99 is the right price. It depends on market, it depends on genre, it depends on goal, it depends on so much other stuff that $2.99 is a price. It's the margin price, it's the drop-off price, where anything below that earns 35% royalty, or anything above it, up to $9.99, gets 70. So it's definitely the bottom edge of the higher markup. But unlike Dean Wesley Smith and company, I don't think $2.99 is an appropriate price for a short story. Three short stories, maybe. Not for one. But the idea that independent authors should be experimenting a little bit with pricing to find what the sweet spot is in terms of revenue generation, I think, is entirely appropriate. Now, for the share books, Ryden sets the price. They ask my opinion. And so far, we've pretty much been in agreement. I think that might change with the next book. A lot's going to depend on whether or not they make the deadline. They have given me a deadline for captain and another for owner, and we'll see if we can get there. Now, she still has the edits. I really need to get them back from her. I'll write her tomorrow morning because I'm pretty well convinced she doesn't work on the weekends anymore. She used to do all of her publishing work on the weekends, which was good because that's when most of the people were around to talk to her. But she doesn't do that, apparently, that much anymore. So, yeah. And I'll have to see, because I heard from a Twitter fan that there's been a book order placed. We'll have to see how soon I'm going to get that order from them. It was apparently placed yesterday, so I wouldn't expect to see it before tomorrow. Got a terrible case of muck mouth this morning. I haven't had a chance to get my coffee or anything to sort of cut down on the overnight yuck. Anyway, so yeah, I need a new topic for AM writing. I wonder if discovery. I wonder if I have enough to say about discovery. Discovery has a lot to do with marketing. How do people discover books? How do I discover books? I know I've asked this on the podcast before. Most people, if I remember correctly, most people said recommendations from friends. There's been a discussion, and now I can't remember where, but there's been a discussion about how unfortunate it is that bookstore shelves are going away, yada, yada, yada. It's like, no, not really. Perhaps for a certain segment of the population, yes, but the reality is I don't really think bookstore shelves are that important anymore. How do we discover books? How do we get them in front of us? The issue of serendipity is the challenge. Good morning. How do we stumble on stuff? And, you know, I don't use stumble upon, but I do have a pretty wide net in terms of social media between Twitter and Facebook and my blog. I get some guy recommending my books to Philippa Ballantyne. It's like, dude, he's young, he doesn't understand, he doesn't quite get it. I'm pretty sure he's a bit lost, but he's enthusiastic, I'll give him that. Anyway, discovery, serendipity. For those books that I know about, it's easy to get. It's more interesting, the question of how do I find books I don't know about? It's the old question of knowledge. It's what you know you don't know isn't the problem. It's what you don't know that you... It's what you don't know you don't know that causes all of the issues. That's why novices tend to think that they know more than they do, because they have no grasp of the entirety of what it is that they don't know. And they think that what they do know comprises the vast majority of it. And that's almost never the case. I won't say never, never, but I will say almost never. Because I'm aware of that, I'm very, very cautious about holding myself up as an expert in anything. Because the truth is, either I am, in which case saying something about it doesn't really make much sense, or I'm not, and I'm only a novice who thinks I know a lot, in which case I'd be wisest to shut the hell up. So I'm very leery of holding myself up as an expert in anything. So how do I gain the benefits of the serendipitous discovery of a bookstore shelf? I've replaced it myself with also bots on Amazon, and with actually I can cruise down on my Kindle, I can cruise 10 books at a time until I'm off the top 100 list and actually cruise down into the top 200 in a particular genre or subgenre. And so I see a lot of books that I wouldn't otherwise have seen because they're not on my AlsoBots and they're not high enough on the list to show up in the top 100 list. Add to that the recommendations that I hear from people on Twitter and people I run into in different places. I don't know that I've... Once in a great while, I run out of stuff to read. That should be the point where I say, okay, I'm not going to read for a while, I'm going to write now. So I have a hard time reading and writing at the same time. They're too similar in terms of activity, time, engagement. So I get engaged in the book and I can't write because I need to read what's next in the book rather than write what's next in my own. That's kind of a problem. I just started another Nora Roberts. These things are like popcorn. I just can't stop eating them. I'm not sure why. It's an interesting question. I have some theories, but I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. perhaps I'll talk about them and to you tomorrow.